Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Indiana State Police Museum. Thank you for your time this evening. My name is Captain Ron Galavis. I'm the Chief Public Information Officer for the Indiana State Police. And in just a few moments, you're going to be hearing from a couple different speakers who's going to provide information to you. But first, let me make some quick introductions. Immediately to my left is Special Prosecutor Rosemary Corey. Rosemary is with the Madison County Prosecutor's Office. To her left is Rodney Cummings. Mr. Cummings is the prosecuting attorney in Madison County. And to his left is Doug Carter, Superintendent of the Indiana State Police. Before I turn the podium over to Superintendent Carter first for a few brief remarks, I do want to indicate that that Rosemary Corey will make her brief address. And afterwards, she has indicated she is willing to take limited questions. Now, please understand that this case was provided to a grand jury for review. So there's going to be certain information that she just cannot talk about. But the information that she can answer will be factual in nature, will not be speculative. It'll be what we know versus what we don't know. Okay, so we appreciate that up front. And afterwards, I do have some documents to pass out to you. So I'll get that to you as soon as we conclude our press conference. So with that, please allow me to introduce Special Prosecutor Rosemary Corey. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, my fault. Please allow me to introduce Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter. Superintendent.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Thank you for your interest and thank you for being here today. This has not been taken lightly. A lot's happened in our country around the issue associated with law enforcement use of force. And it was never probably more in the spotlight than it was on May the 25th. May the 6th is when this particular event occurred in the city of Indianapolis. You'll hear from Rosemary Curry in just a moment, who's done an extraordinary job objectively looking at the facts as they occurred. Please understand that our role is the objective finder of fact. We didn't pick a side, and we will never pick a side. We have hundreds and hundreds of hours in this investigation for really two reasons. Number one, to explain to the family of Drayshawn Reed what happened. They lost a child. Number two, for the citizens of this great city to explain what happened on that day. Since that period of time, when the event occurred, again, we have gotten hundreds and hundreds of hours. We will not talk about what we think, but we will talk about what we know. So it's really, really important. I've appreciated the patience. I appreciate the partnerships. And with that said, I will turn this over to Rosemary to explain the findings of the grand jury here in the city of Indianapolis, County of Marion.
Thank you, Superintendent Carter, and thank you, sir. This has not been an easy task, and it's been a very heavy burden. On June 4th, On June 4th, I was appointed by the Honorable Heather Welch as a special prosecutor to complete the investigation and any prosecution that might arise from the May 6, 2020 death of 21-year-old Drayshawn Reed. I requested this investigation be turned over to the Indiana State Police to conduct as complete and thorough an investigation as possible in as sterile an environment as possible. I believe those goals have been accomplished. On August 21st, 2020, I announced that I would be engaging a special grand jury taken from the community to review the evidence and render a judgment because I believe the grand jury system is the best and final indicator to adhere to the integrity of this investigation, which my investigative team and I have striven so hard to maintain. As the special prosecutor, I asked for the public's cooperation, patience, and for anyone with information or who may have witnessed the shooting to come forward. This was a methodical and labor-intensive investigation, and investigators from the Indiana State Police took great pains to conduct it as separate as possible from that of which had already been conducted by IMPD. When feasible, they utilized the ISP laboratory division while ensuring the necessary impartiality. The special grand jury made up of citizens from Marion County was impaneled to hear the testimony and review the evidence presented. Their charge was to determine if enough probable cause existed to believe a crime had been committed. The special grand jury has concluded its review of this case, and I thank each one of them for their service. This special grand jury returned a no bill. This term means there is insufficient evidence to indict or accuse Officer DeJure Mercer of a crime. That concludes my statement.
Prosecutor, what was the most challenging part of presenting this case to the grand jury?
The most challenging part was trying not to let my emotions become involved. There was a lot of evidence to sort through. There were many, many witnesses that the investigators needed to interview, and I believe that, like I said, the most challenging part was probably just trying to sort through all of the evidence.
And what did you find to be perhaps the most compelling piece of evidence, or the grand jurors indicated to you was most instructive to them about how this incident occurred?
And because early on I committed to transparency to the extent allowable under Indiana law, I would really like to be able to answer that question, but unfortunately, due to the laws that limit the information that can be shared with the public, I'm not able to answer that.
How much of a role did the recorded video play in this case? We saw it from the car, we saw it outside the car, we saw it from numerous sources.
I mean, obviously, that was a piece of evidence that was shared with the public before the grand jury was impaneled. And obviously, it was an important piece of evidence. I mean, that was a piece of surveillance that captured, as best it could, what occurred. As far as the weight that was given to that piece of evidence, I'm unable to comment on that.
What do you hope is accomplished by
fairness, and from day one, that's been my goal. It's a very sad situation to have. No one wins. No one wins here. So I hope that you know, anyone who was a part of this entire process can look at this and feel comfortable that the investigation was done in an impartial manner, because that's exactly what my team and I did over the past 5 months that we've had this case.
Ms. Curry, you're in a unique position, and you mentioned your emotions, we can see your emotions. What part of this for you is emotional, and that burden that you talked about?
both sides. I'm a mother of two black boys. And I know thank you. I don't know how Mr. Reed's mother feels, but I'm a mother of two black boys. I also am very empathetic toward Officer Mercer. I know that that had to be a difficult position to be in. So all the way around, like I said, there no one wins.
Madam Prosecutor, was justice done in this investigation?
I have to believe that justice was done because I trust our system. I trust our judicial system. I put this in the hands of a special grand jury. I presented them with what I thought was a very thorough, comprehensive investigation that my team put together, and I have to believe in the system.
Which charges did you present to the grand jury for consideration?
I'm not sure I'm at liberty to answer that because, like, again, the grand jury proceeding is a private proceeding.
Okay.